Okay, hi, I'm back, and welcome to another episode of Thoughts of a Quarantine Kid. Oh, dang it. Okay, so as you remember from yesterday, I promised I would do the Gravity Falls theme song, but I decided not to because I forgot. So I'm not going to do it until I'm 100% ready. Because I haven't practiced a lot. So anyway, I said I would talk about season 2. Nothing super important happens in season 2. Up until... I mean, I haven't seen the full thing, so I wouldn't know if anything important happened. But I'm assuming nothing important happened up until, like, episode 12, maybe? Dunno. I think episode 12 was the one. I don't remember, but basically, in that episode, the Pines twins, Dipper and Mabel, finally figure out at the beginning of the season that there's a place underground, and basically there's this whole wacko scene where Stan Pines comes downstairs and notices that a portal is on, and then he begs Dipper not to press the emergency shut-off button because that's what he was about to do, and so he gets pushed aside or something, and then it all comes down to Mabel, and Mabel decides to believe Stan Pines, and then out comes a mysterious figure. And that mysterious figure is Stan Pines. Stanford Pines. The other Pines was Stan Lee Pines. So, yeah. Stan Lee Pines has been banned in 30 states. That's a lot. And he's willing to make counterfeit money for, like, family bonding day. Who does that, boy? Okay. Anyway, what was I saying? Okay. Basically, after that, they have their whole tragic backstory. Where basically one day when they had a dream as kids to go sailing around the world, and then later in high school, Stanley Pines, you know, Grunkle Stan, he decided to ruin his dreams by accidentally ruining his high school science project that would get him into a prestigious college. And so they get into a big fight. And then they lose each other for 10 years. And then 10 years later, Grunkle Stan is invited to Great Uncle Grunkle Ford's house in the woods. And, and so basically... Grunkle Ford reminds him about their dreams to go sailing, and he says, "Here, take this journal and sail as far away as possible from me." And then they get into this big fight because it's been 10 years since they've last seen each other, and now he wants him to leave again. And so, basically, they get into this big fight, and Grunkle Ford gets pushed into the portal and gives Stanley, Grunkle Stan, the journal, I think it's journal number one. And so, pre-context, he took Dipper's journal down to the basement where he was. And he also stole Gideon's journal. Now he has all three journals. And all three journals makes a big code thing. And that's the thing you have to have in order to create it. And so once he opened up the portal was permanently destroyed. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Nothing really important happens between then until the end. And the end is Weirdmageddon. I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure it would scar, like, a lot of children, because there are some weird scenes with, you know, Bill Cipher, and Bill Cipher is crazy. So, basically, the rift, after the portal got broken, Uncle Ford noticed there's a rift, so he continued in the snow globe, and then one day, in a big huff, Mabel took Dipper's backpack along with the rift inside of it, and then a character from the past named Blendin came inside and to where Mabel was, and then this whole thing happened. I don't remember it. Wait, I don't even remember. I didn't see it all. And so basically Blendin got the snow globe, and then he took off his goggles and then revealed Bill Cipher, and then just totally destroyed the globe, opening a dimensional rift where all, from the 2D dimension into the 3D dimension, taking Bill's cronies with him, therefore creating Weirdmageddon. Weirdmageddon is overrun by Bill, and the only way to stop Weirdmageddon is by defeating Bill. So, Bill's just going on a rampage, but there's a silver lining. It can only be, due to the weirdness magnets, it can only be held within Gravity Falls. Yay. Okay. So, basically, to make a super long story short, they won. I'm just kidding. Yes, of course they won, but I'll tell part of it how it goes down because I don't remember it. I do remember seeing a bit of it, though. Okay, so basically, the heart of the thing is in the pyramid. And so Mabel is trapped into her own prison ball. It's like, that's like so cool that she would never want to get out of there. And then Great Uncle Ford is also taken too. So, to make a long story short, they busted Mabel out. And to make an even longer story short, they also somehow got Grunkle Ford. Now, as you guys know, if you've ever seen Gravity Falls at the theme song, there's this weird zodiac at the end. It's like, no, bow. And then, like, and then once that bow pops up, you notice that there's one thing, a little zodiac with Bill in the middle. And now they're each symbol. I can't remember each of the symbols. Wait, I'll be right back. Here we go. Found the zodiac. So here's the zodiac. I don't remember all the people, but I remember some of them. One of them is Grunkle Stan. One's Wendy. One is Seuss. One is Grunkle Ford. Okay, I'll just name all the ones I know. Gideon, Grunkle Ford, Grunkle Stan, Mabel, Dipper, Wendy, Seuss, and Pacifica. And I think Fiddleford McGucket or Old Man McGucket. Can't remember the other two. Wait. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another one's Robbie. Can't remember the last one, though. Yeah, it's okay. So, all those people that I named and one more joined together in a circle in the Zodiac to defeat Bill. But Grunkle Stan has to go around and mess it up. And then the entire prophecy is destroyed. And then Bill has time to chase them. Okay, so while Bill is chasing Dipper and Mabel, Grunkle Stan and Grunkle Ford hatch a plan. I don't know what the plan was, because I haven't seen this episode, but yeah. And then, basically, they took the memory ray gun back in the Society of the Blind Eye. The Society of the Blind Eye is basically people make sure things that are odd and weird remain unseen. Okay, continuing on. After that, they took the memory gun from the Society of the Blind Eye. And then Bill is allowed to possess Stanford. Ugh. I said Stanley, but I meant Stanford. Sorry. I have to cut this short. So, basically, Stanford Pines is... he invades Stanford's Pines, but it's actually Stan Lee in disguise. And then they shoot him with a memory ray gun, erasing Bill. And then all is sad because Stanley lost his memory. For like 5 minutes until Mabel actually reads a scrapbook about their entire summer and he gets all his memory back. And then ends with a bittersweet ending about Dipper and Mabel having to leave Gravity Falls for the summer. Yeah, so, good ending. Love the show. 10 out of 10. Do watch it if you can. It is amazing. Okay, here's how to watch it. Go on to Daily Motion. And, on Daily Motion, you can listen, you can watch all the episodes, but there's a catch. It either might be playing, like, fast and with the words right, but, or the entire thing is backwards. It doesn't matter. The show's still good. You can still press pause and read the words if you want to. But, yeah, that's entire Gravity Falls. I promise this time I will play the Gravity Falls theme song right now. Okay, here I am. Let's do this. Theme song. Go watch it.